The John DeBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
Now, you know, I'm not much of a beer drinker.
Right.
I like ale, sure. But I'm not a beer drinker. I mean, I like my bourbon, but I'm not a beer drinker.
Yeah, you're into the ale style.
Yeah. I like something. I like it hoppy. When I drink something, I want it to bite back. That's what I really like. But the craft beer, you know, world, it's exploded.
Yes.
And people have tried to do absolutely everything they possibly can to come up with new, unique craft beers.
Of course.
This one maybe has gone a little too far. You may have noticed that no one ever used the condensation from air conditioners to make beers out of. All right. But it seems that they've managed to convince the people at the San Diego International Airport to do this very thing.
Okay.
San Diego's East Village Brewing Company worked with the airport to put the precious water to use. All right. And they collected it, condensed it, and then purified it, and then they made it into their new beers.
All right.
There's a West Coast style IPA called Hoppy Trails.
All right. That's delicious. I like West Coast style.
All right. And a German style Pilsner called Pre-Flight Pils. Okay. Right. Hoppy Trails has a grapefruit guava flavor.
All right.
That's already made me sick.
That stuff's pretty good. You wouldn't really.
Really?
Whatever the guava tastes like, it just doesn't taste like that. There's a little hint of fruit.
Okay.
To it.
All right. And then the other one has lemon zest and has a bready flavor.
Okay.
All right. The two beers were first announced a few weeks ago and now available at the airport, and the reviews are pretty good. I mean, Hoppy Trails got a 3.9 out of 5.
Well, okay.
And the other one, Pre-Flight, got a 3.8.
So, all right.
Right.
Well, you're purifying the water, so it's not terrible.
No.
And if you know what you're doing, you can make a good beer.
Yeah. And, you know, and those huge air conditioning units, have you ever seen those outside?
Yeah.
I mean,
they're a tower.
It's a water tower, and the water is just like dropping down.
Right.
Right. But the idea of trying to advertise this.
Just when you thought you'd tried just about every microbrew there is. Get your taste buds ready for a new adventure. Air conditioner beer. Yep, we figured out a way to mix grain, hops, and yeast and run it through an evaporator coil with the condensation dripping from the crusty hose hanging by your furnace. Taste the subtle malty flavors of Freon, notes of dust, and a metallic aroma of a clogged drain line. Air conditioner beer. And coming soon, Radiator Leak White Claw.
The John DeBella Show. Philadelphia's classic rock. 102.9 MGK.
I love when these research projects come out and they give me the opportunity to go, huh? Right? A new study ranked all 50 states from the most sinful to the least sinful.
Most sinful?
Sinful.
Okay, well, I don't know what number one is.
Okay, good. What?
It's got to be Nevada.
It is Nevada. Yeah,
Sin City.
All right. Well, anyways, but they worked off of the seven deadly sins.
Okay.
So, like,
I'll go and get, let me, number one again. I bet you I can get it.
All right.
Nevada.
Crime rates for wrath, theft rates for jealousy, fast food joints per capita for gluttony, casinos for greed, porn sites for lust,
okay,
plastic surgery for vanity, and exercise rates for sloth.
Do you know what number one is?
All right.
Nevada. And for all that you just listed.
All right, let's see. In the end, they found that Nevada.
What?
Was
Who could have
one.
Done this research? Right, it had to be
all
Harvard.
Right, all right. But now, what's the least sinful
Utah.
Say?
It's got to be Utah. The Mormons.
No, it's not.
Ugh, it's born dogs.
It's Wyoming.
Well, there's nobody there.
Well, that has a lot to do with it.
There.
That has a lot to do with it. The most sinful states are Nevada, California, Louisiana, Florida, Pennsylvania, Texas, Tennessee, Illinois, South Carolina, and New York. And the least sinful are Wyoming, Idaho, New Hampshire, Vermont, Iowa, Connecticut, South Dakota, Utah, Nebraska, and Maine.
So
basically any state where you don't want to go outside for 4 to 6 months.
Yes, and anyone that has a major population center is on the sinful
list. Right. But I did some more research.
Okay.
Right? I went to the news tab to see what I could find out about Wyoming this morning. All right. This week it's been reported that according to the Wyoming Department of Health, gonorrhea rates in the state are down from 2022.
Oh.
So there's less people.
All right. Congratulations, Wyoming.
The state is advancing a bill that would make it easier for people in Wyoming to consume alcohol while doing things like throwing axes, darts, and chicken roping.
Listen.
Just stop right there. Chicken roping. Let me repeat that one. Chicken roping. Yeehaw! Getting that lasso out there running around the yard trying to go.
It's Wyoming. You need to entertain yourself. There's like six of you there.
All right. And recently, a politician has apologized after saying, quote, everybody's got their panties in a wad on the floor of the Wyoming House of Representatives. He says he's an old soldier, but that's no excuse. So he apologized for it.
Oh my God. What is he apologizing for? That people said the panties are in a wad?
He said panties in public. I mean, that, come on. Oh, don't be ridiculous.
My goodness.
Panties, 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 panties. 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 Panties, 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 panties.
You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents Song Stories.
Song Stories this morning is all about Neil Young's After the Gold Rush. You know, this was a song, very popular radio song, when the album came out, you know, by the title, by the same name. But he wrote this song, along with a bunch of other songs, thinking they were going to be used in a movie that actor Dean Stockwell was putting together. All right, and well, here's Neil to explain the story.
The script inspired me to write some of the songs. I thought I was writing it for the movie, and the movie never got made. I was in a Dean Stockwell thing, with another contact with him. He played an important part in my 60s and early 70s, mid-70s development. Always been kind of on the outskirts there, throwing information at me from time to time. Just a friend that was always full of information. He may have been the one to turn me on to Devo, and also turn me on to Bowie.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Oh, that's... Go away, Baton!
Philadelphia's Classic Rock 102.9 MGK.
It's now time for us to go into...
The Isolation Booth.
And in the Isolation Booth this morning is Lynyrd Skynyrd and Saturday Night Special.
Mm-hmm.
And I should say, the last time we did the Isolation Booth, we brought back, because I always had said I wanted to hear the one with Steve Perry.
Sure.
Right. And what song was it?
Any Way You Want It.
Any Way You Want It. Okay. And someone texted in that morning, like, this sounds terrible. Who is this guy? Well, yeah, and he thought it was a cover song of the song. No, this is where if we come across the tracks, right, every once in a while, right, we'll come across the vocals alone.
Right.
And then we remix it and give you an idea to hear what the singer is really up to. Now, I knew that this was a studio track when I found it because it has a count off, and the song on the album does not have a count off.
Okay, got it.
And it also has something happen at the end that isn't in the song. But in the middle of the song, where the bridge happens, mm-hmm. the guitar bridge happens, right, Ronnie does this, and the front part of it, it just is lost in the mix altogether. It's no big deal, but he goes... It sounds like getting strangled.
That's funny. It does.
But at the very end of the song, which you will not hear in the album version... He goes like this.
And that's the end of this song.
All right. So today in the Isolation Booth, it is Lynyrd Skynyrd. Count it off.
One, two, one, two, three.
The John DeBella Podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.